A reminder that in approximately 5 minutes, we will be taking you back to the USS Hornet for a conversation between President Nixon and the three astronauts now safely aboard. Some time is 5:10. It'll be long now before we can take you to the deck of USS Hornet for this conversation between President Nixon and the three astronauts now aboard. USS Hornet. Coming up. We welcome listeners over the transmissions of Radio Australia into the Pacific area, Pacific Islands and New Zealand, to this live broadcast from United States ship Hornet, the recovery vessel which has successfully picked up the astronauts Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin and Michael Collins after their momentous voyage to the moon. The band is playing to welcome President Nixon, who is going to talk to the astronauts who are isolated in the mobile quarantine facility.
And Might, I want you to know that I think I'm the luckiest man in the world. And I say this not only because I have the honor to be President of the United States, but particularly because I have the privilege of speaking for so many and welcoming you back to Earth. I can tell you about all the messages we've received in Washington. Over 100 foreign governments, emperors and presidents and prime ministers and kings have sent the most warm messages that we've ever received. They represent over 2 billion people on this earth, all of them who have had the opportunity through television to see what you have done. And then I also bring you messages from members of the cabinet and members of the Senate and members of the House and the Space Agency. From the streets of San Francisco, where people stopped me a few days ago, and you all love that city, I know, as I do. But most important, I had a telephone call yesterday. The call wasn't as thorough as great as the one I made to you fellows on the moon. I made that correct, Mr. W., in case you didn't know. But I called three of the greatest ladies and most courageous ladies in the whole world today. Your wives, and from Jan and Joan and Pat, I bring their love and their congratulations. We think it's just wonderful that they could have participated, at least through television, in this return. We're only sorry they couldn't be here. And also, I've got to let you in a little secret. I made a date with them. I invited them to dinner on the 13th of August, right after you come out of quarantine. It will be a state dinner held in Los Angeles. The governors of all the 50 states will be there, the ambassadors, others from around the world and in America. And and they told me that you would come too. And all I want to know, will you come? We want to honor you then.
We'll do anything you say, Mr. President. Anytime.
One question I think that all of us would like to ask, as we saw you bouncing around in that boat out there, I wonder if that wasn't the hardest part of the journey. Was that the only thing? Did any of you get seasick?
No, we didn't, and it was one of the harder parts, but it was one of the most pleasant, we can assure you.
Yeah. Well, I just know that you can sense what we all sense. When you get back now, have you been able to follow some of the things that happened when you've gone? Did you know about the All-Star Game?
Yes, sir. The Capitol Communicators have been giving us daily news reports.
Yeah. Were you American League or National League?
I'm a National League man.
Nonpartisan. Yeah, that's right. There's the politician in the group, right?
We're sorry you missed that game.
Yes. Well, you knew that too.
Yeah, we heard that.
The rain.
Right. Well, we haven't learned to control the weather yet, but that's something we can look forward to tomorrow's show.
Right. Well, I can only summarize it because I don't want to hold you now. You have so much more to do. Gee, you look great. You feel as good as you
look. Oh, I feel great.
I feel just perfect, Mr. President.
Yeah. I understand Frank Borman says you're a little younger by reason of having going into space. Is that right? Do you feel that way, a little younger?
We're a lot younger than Frank Borman.
There he is over there. Come on over, Frank, so they can see you. And you going to take that lying down?
It looks like he has AIDS in the last couple of weeks.
Come on, Frank.
Mr. President, the one thing I wanted, you know, we have a poet in Mike Collins, and he really gave me a hard time for describing your words of fantastic and beautiful. And I counted them. In 3 minutes up there, you used 4 fantastics and 2 beautiful.
Well, just let me close off with this one thing. I was thinking, as you know, as you came down, and we knew it was a success, and it had only been 8 days, just a week, a long week, that this is the greatest week in the history of the world since the creation. Because as a result of what happened in this week, the world is bigger infinitely. And also, as I'm going to find on this trip around the world, and as Secretary Rogers will find, as he covers the other countries in Asia, as a result of what you've done, the world's never been closer together before. And we just thank you for that. And I only hope that all of us in government, all of us in America, that as a result of what you've done, we can do our job a little better. We can reach for the stars just as you have reached so far from the stars. We don't want to hold you any longer. Anybody have a last word? How about promotion? Do you think we could arrange something?
We're just pleased to be back and very honored that you were so kind as to come out here and welcome us back. And we look forward to getting out of this quarantine and talking without having glass between us.
All right. And incidentally, the speeches that you have to make at this dinner can be very short. And if you want to say fantastic or beautiful, that's all right with us. Don't try to think of any new adjectives. They've all been said. And now I think, incidentally, that all of us, the millions that are seeing us on television now, seeing you, would feel as I do that, in a sense, our prayers have been answered. And I think it would be very appropriate if Chaplain Pierto, the chaplain of this ship, were to offer a prayer of thanksgiving. And if he would step up now, Chaplain, thank you. Let us pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, our minds are staggered and our spirits exultant with the magnitude and precision of this entire Apollo 11 mission. We have spent the past week in communal anxiety and hope as our astronauts sped through the glories and dangers of the heavens. As we try to understand and analyze the scope of this achievement for human life, our reason is overwhelmed with abounding gratitude and joy, even as we realize the increasing challenges of the future. This magnificent event illustrates anew what man can accomplish when purpose is firm and intent corporate. A man on the moon was promised in this decade, and though some were unconvinced,
The reality is with us this morning in the persons of astronauts Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins. We applaud their splendid exploits, and we pour out our thanksgiving for their safe return to us, to their families, to all mankind. From our inmost beings, we sing humble yet exuberant praise. May the great effort and commitment seen in this project Apollo inspire our lives to move similarly in other areas of need. May we, the people, by our enthusiasm and devotion and insight, move to new landings in brotherhood, human concern, and mutual respect. May our country, afire with inventive leadership and backed by a committed followership, blaze new trails into all areas of human care. See our enthusiasm and bless our joy with dedicated purpose for the many needs at hand. Link us in friendship with peoples throughout the world as we strive together to better the human condition. Grant us peace, beginning in our own hearts, and a mind attuned with goodwill towards our neighbor. All this we pray as our thanksgiving rings out to thee, in the name of our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Said better and done better than it was done. From the president's comments to the chaplain's prayer to the music to the slight addition to the conversation by Frank Borman, everything was about as stirring and memorable a ceremony as you could possibly hope for on such a fantastic occasion. And there goes that word again.
And from correspondent Don Blair, the description of a very impressive ceremony aboard the USS Hornet when the President of the United States, Richard Nixon, first greeted the three astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, and Buzz Aldrin, inside the mobile quarantine facility. The facility that will be their home for the next 3 days.
And there from ABC Radio, we end our complete coverage of the voyage of discovery to the moon of Apollo 11 with the three astronauts safely back on Earth. Well, for me, it's been the most exciting broadcast I've ever been involved in. We've had some pretty odd hours to bring to you those great moments of the voyage. the launch last Wednesday week, injection to the moon, going into orbit around the moon, then that staggering, memorable Monday the 21st of July when they landed on the moon in the early hours of the morning, the walk, the walk in the afternoon, the tense lift-off and rendezvous and docking, and now today the return to Earth and the splashdown, all have gone so much according to the book that it's been an unbelievable experience to bring this to you. And we here in ABC Radio would like to pass on our thanks to all the listeners who sent in their messages of support and who seem to have appreciated our broadcast. We'd also like to thank Radio Australia for carrying our message to the world. It's been a very wide, nationwide and worldwide coverage which we've brought to you. And of course, the voices who present this to you from the studio are only the tip of the iceberg, the small larynx, if you like, on top of the vast body of radio here. And I'd like to pass on my own thanks and those of everybody in the studio to the huge crew of people who've supported our broadcast: Max Burke, assistant producer; Cliff Neat, assistant producer; Eric Waite, who's carried the messages down to Radio Australia and has presented some of the summaries; Kim Corcoran, producer, not with us this morning. He's done many early morning shifts, but many thanks to Kim Corcoran; and John Challis, our producer today, who's organised the show. Not to forget the girls of the ABC Science Unit, who have kept us awake and happy through the early hours of the morning. And a very special credit to Stan Bancroft and his technical crew of dozens for their flexible, extensive and very proficient technical coverage of this mission. Well, for the third last word, here's Michael Daly.
Well, the greatest show off Earth is over, and I don't think we'll ever see another show like it again, no matter even if we have a Mars one. The astronauts may feel a little younger in relative time terms, but I think all of us here feel a little older in real time terms, and if not older, at least a little wearier. I'm going home to bed.
Thank you, Michael, for being with us and for helping keep us so well informed over the whole Apollo mission. A great broadcast. And from Peter Pockley, second last word, thank you, everybody, and good morning, and back to Martin Royal for the last word.
Well, thank you, Peter. It's been a memorable and, dare I say it again, a fantastic experience, and I was very glad I could come along for the ride. Mr. Buckley and his team have gone up now to prepare their summaries for later in the day on ABC Radio. It's just 30 minutes past 5, Australian Eastern Time. Let's give you a time call in South Australia, if you're still awake there. 17 minutes to 5, and our friends over in the West, 13 minutes past 3 in the morning. Now until our next news broadcast at 6 o'clock, Australian Eastern Time, let's hear from Vicky Carr.